and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest host show of the Dr. Pat Show. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my psychic intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here to help you during these times of accelerated times that are on the planet to offer advice and inspiration so we could get through these times of a little bit easier. This is literally written in our DNA that we're here to step into our human angelness, the spiritual being having the human experience. And this is what I love to do, to remind people of that. And so I do ask you, I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And you could ask any question that you want from the mundane to the what's my life all about. I am a medium. I do read energy fields also, and I also read the potentials that were that are coming up into your life. And so the number here is 1-800-930-2819, and again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And before we go to the phone lines, I do want to take a couple minutes because I always talk for those people that are new to the show and those people that listen to the show. You'll notice that I always talk about energy. Where is your energy? What is your energy patterns about? Letting go of themes. And I consistently talk about that because what science, quantum physics, science has already shown and proven, even in the year 1987, that we're 99.999% energy patterns and that 0.1% matter, 1 billionth% matter. And even within that matter, there's an energy between the matter. So what does that mean? That means that we're energy beings having spiritual beings having a human experience here. Energy beings, we're electromagnetic beings. And so recognizing that, it really has a profound effect on our energy field. So by recognizing yourself as an energetic being, you're taking a huge leap in your evolutionary process, because when you don't recognize yourself as an energetic being and doing something daily to clean your energy field off, to realign yourself, compare it to not washing your body every day in a shower and or brushing your teeth. That's how much it is so important for us to recognize ourselves, again, as energetic beings, and also how important it is to align, because the more we are aligned, the more we get to co-create the life that we want. And this year is all about being proactive. I know Dr. Pat talks about at the gate with 208, and the guides called it to me, with me, the year of being the master, being the human angel with infinite potential. And so what does it mean when we have all these channels and intuitive and coaches, life coaches around the world saying, take action, be empowered, live an empowered life, when you're not really feeling very empowered or it feels like that brass ring is outside of you? The answer, the key to the block is always within the energy field. When you start looking at yourself as an energetic being that comes in here with themes, we come in here with karma themes, and think of the themes are habits. And so if we habitually say to ourselves, you're not good enough, you're not going to get that, it's too old, you're too late, somebody else came up with the idea, who do you think you are, fancy pants, to even want to make more money than anybody else, all of those kind of things that can come into our head consciously or subconsciously, they have a profound effect on us. And so when we start realizing we do have mental chatter that constantly bombards our energy fields at all times, and if it's not empowering and if it's not proactive, we have a reactive posture with that, and we start contracting. And when we contract, we get out of alignment, and then all of a sudden, that mind chatter becomes our truth, and the mind chatter is never the truth. The mind chatter keeps us away from our empowerment, keeps us away from staying in alignment. And so it is so important for you to recognize that, and as you do this, it really ends up being fun. It's like, I say it as far as imagine not taking a shower or brushing your teeth daily, but imagine getting really excited about putting yourself into an energetic exercise program that you uniquely tune in for yourself. If you're not going to, if meditating doesn't resonate with you, but your form of meditation, quiet meditation, I should say, doesn't resonate with you, but your form of meditation is running, and when you run or you feel inspired, then that's the thing that you should do. If exercise and movement is where you feel in a very meditative state, then that's your form of meditation, and it does act like a medication, because we're all here to, there's all roads that lead back to the same place, and there's no road that's better than the other. The biggest thing for us to do is find those things that make us feel empowered so we could be proactive, because I see all across the world people waking up and wanting to take that next step to get out of a job and get into a job that they love and desire, want more money, partnership, and then they feel like they're there's a block, and the block is, if you follow their energy pattern, it's, again, the mind chatter that could have more of a control of them. It's like a rein that holds them back, like a horse's rein. And so as soon as we identify it, look at it, see what the theme is, then we're able to realign the energy and bring the energy back to the individual, so it doesn't have that control over it. It's like mind control, again, as far as not worthy, too old, age, all of those things that we can, again, scare ourselves out of stepping out into our empowerment. So being proactive this year is about not listening to the mind chatter, and also taking action even when you don't totally see the outline or see all the details. Most of us want a safety net and a guarantee before we take action and invest anything. Our energy, our money, we want to have a money-back guarantee. That's what we are so conditioned to be expecting and to want. And so what I've noticed this year is that we're here to take action, and even if the outline, we see an outline of something, but the details aren't all the way filled in, we're really being called to take a step and to trust, allow, and surrender that all those parts are going to get filled in, that they, as they get filled in, a lot of times spirit comes in, our guides, our higher self, and it goes beyond our wildest dreams because we're the one that limits ourselves. And so this is really exciting year for us to be very proactive, to take the steps. When our head says, you can't do this because, and then it starts with the whole litany of reasons why, you start challenging that voice, because that is your ego, that is the ego edging out God, and that is your God part and your God essence. So this is the year, again, to step into our empowerment. We have many tools here at Carrie O'Connor LLC. We're doing a class that I'm very excited about. It's a teleclass, and it's on February 23rd, and it's from 2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. It's Saturday afternoon, and this is where you have, it's 12 Steps to Enlightenment, so you have 12 tools. We're going to talk about all these different avenues on how you can set up your own unique game plan for you to take that next step. And so we're very excited about that. And again, that's on February 23rd from the comfort of your own home. So that's a wonderful thing. So you can sign up with that at www.carrieoconnor.com, or our email as union1111@yahoo.com. And so that's one of the classes we have coming up. Also, we have we're excited about a mentorship that's coming up. That it's a 6-month course, and this is what I'm really excited about, because a lot of people are looking for, it's almost like joining a when you join in a diet club or a gym, where when you have to get weighed in daily or weekly, you're more prone to stay on track. And so the mentorship is a more intense 6 months to class that starts off with an intense one-on-one session with me, and then you have homework, and then you have a Bach flower remedy and essential oil, and we really tune into your themes that can hold you back for you to rewrite a new script in your plan. And this is all about self-empowerment, and again, another step to be proactive, because again, we are being called to take action. It's not the time to sit on the fence anymore and let life go by. That's not, that's hard to think of the old energies. Now we're really being invited to be the forerunners, to step into our energy and to be excited about this, because what the guides have told me is that this is part of our evolutionary process for us to anchor in a new earth, and we're doing it one way or another. So we're going to go kicking or screaming, or we can go with grace and ease. And so I recommend to go with grace and ease. And so I think each and every one of you would rather go with grace and ease instead of having to learn through through pain and through trauma and through past experiences. And so we have a lot of ancient knowledge that has been around for thousands and thousands of years that are coming to surface, that is tried and true, that works. And so this is the year to go out, to get involved with it, and to embrace it, and to really discover the who you really are. And you are a spiritual being having a human experience, a master with the birthrights of a master. You are entitled to bliss in every single aspect of your life. And so that's being proactive. And so we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to go to phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819, and again 1-800-930-2819. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Stop surviving. Start living. This is the year to bring your life and your health to the next level. Come to the workshop that can help transform your life and your health. See how your beliefs affect your body and learn specific techniques for creating optimal health. Sponsored by the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences. This workshop will help you do all of this and more. Register now for Introduction to Energy Medicine, February 23rd and 24th in Worcester, Massachusetts. Call 866-303-HEAL. That's 866-303-4325.
Align your power with your passion, your life with your vision, and your spirit with your mission. Dr. Lisa Cooney will help you learn to co-create life you want and deserve. She'll empower and affirm you both professionally and personally. Dr. Cooney will teach you how to live your life being balanced in mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to Cultivating Presence, The Psychology of Soul with Dr. Lisa Cooney, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment Workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass, or visit carrieoconnor.com. That's KerrieOconnor.com.
Learn about symptom-free autism. Hidden beneath each symptom is the answer waiting to be discovered by the intuitive mind. Natural healer and medical intuitive William Lewis is finding the answers. William isn't interested in cures, just the removal of the symptoms which lead to the label or condition, so the body can then readjust to a balanced state. William's son was his first long-term success. Call 508-866-2605 or visit autismsymptomfree.com.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And why don't we go to the phone lines? And we have Melissa on the phone line. Yep.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for asking. And how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And well, Michael said something. You have love life concerns or?
Well, not really concerns. It's more, I'm just curious when I might meet somebody, am I going to and when? And do you have a name?
You know, first and last would be great, but even a first. A first and last name of the person? You know what? That's a wonderful, it's a wonderful subject that I could go on for hours and hours about, Melissa, because think of the first thing that you want to do, just like I was talking about as far as being proactive about taking the steps, about clearing the energy fields to bring in the partner. Think of whenever we're manifesting anything, just I like to keep things very simple. Visualize out of the thymus, so that's the organ right 4 inches below the throat. There's like our soul's code gets like blinked out of there, like encoded out to the unified field. So think of it's like a lighthouse and it goes out. It's like constantly blinking out our desires, right? And so our desires are heard throughout the world, right? So our guides, our angels, our people, our family members hears our desires. Also, what is music to our ears or what is encoded is potential partners. So what's going out of our energy field is partners that are music to your ears, that your energy field complements each other's energy fields, right? And so why I always go back to a clear, strong energy field is that if we have any subconscious doubt, if we have any kind of, is it going to come this year or possibly, if you notice your energy kind of went up toward the end, and so that shows me that that it's like you're there's a part where it feels like the brass ring that's outside of your field and you're trying to bring it in. And so this is where it's so important to think, not only think, but know this is the year that the partnership's coming in. Last year, and I'm even seeing the last 1.5 years, I'm seeing maternal and paternal grandfather coming in, and that when I see big brooms, they want to sweep away past experiences. This is where you're standing on a solid foundation of turning from hope into manifesting. Also, as far as with the names, when I hear names, and this is with everybody that I read, what any reader from me to anybody, we're reading potentials of hopes, dreams, and desires in somebody's energy field. So if I'm hearing Michael and Nicholas within your energy field and that there could be a Jackson or something Smith in the name, the Michael Jackson could be the grandfather bringing in the person's and his name might be Robert. So when I'm hearing names, I like to remind people to stay really open. And so if a guy calls you up and his name is Jeffrey and you go out and you say no thank you because I'm waiting for a Michael Jackson, and then if you went to dinner with him, you could have found out that Michael Jackson was his father, grandfather, that was very significant with him, that was helping bringing him in. So I like to tell people to go more on energy than a name signature, because think of your arms being wide open, and that means energetically you're opening up to a partner that goes more to energy. When we are out of physical form, and think about how I was saying that we're 1/1,000,000,000th matter, so what you're communicating with is through that, the rest, that 99.99999% of what we really are, you're encoding, sending out signals of who you would be with and who would you be a good partner with, and that's the most important key to manifesting, because it literally creates an electromagnetic field that pulls in the proper partnering, and it literally does all the dating service pre-work when we're crystal clear about who we want in our partnership. So your homework, starting from the guys, the dads, are saying to Melissa, is to be really crystal clear about the feelings of what you want in a person. Also, see the outline of the person right in front of you, not far away, because part of your past experiences shows me, like I get a pain in my neck, and so those are other people, the guys in the past that have been pains in your neck, and this is where you're releasing the past and really see, like literally 2 feet in front of you, like if you are shaking the hand, and even start with this in the morning in
an evening. Put your hand out, say, how do you do? Because you're working with the unified field in front of us. That's the field of our hopes and dreams and our potentials. And then put your arms wide open and have your heart signature go out from your thymus, the feeling of what it would feel like to be and that, what that partner feels like go from your past experiences of any time when you felt very happy and on top of your world. That literally brings in the partner that is, again, on the same page. So the guys, again, are saying that this is part of the journey, especially over the next 1.5 weeks, 1.5 months, to really release cellularly stuff that has to do with the past. When it goes into the next 1.5 months, you're sitting there on solid ground. You're opening in your arms. I'm seeing March, April, May is really important, and especially March as far as meeting the person. I'm seeing that like the third word, the third week of March. And so, and again, I'm hearing the Michaels and the Jackson Jays and in and around there, but don't be closed off to have it, because it could be Michael, could be a middle name, and he could come in as Jeffrey Michael, or Michaels can be the last name. So the love is in the air. You be prepared for it, and again, get physical about it by clearing your room, clearing your closets, going into your house. Is your house very much like set up for single, or is it set up for partnership? Date yourself first, and then you become the partner, okay? And this is right now. This is all love is in the air. It means this is for you right now, okay?
Okay.
Very good. All right, Michael, why don't we go to another phone call?
Yes, we have Claudia from Federal Way, and she wants to talk about the coming year.
Okay. Okay, Claudia.
Oh, good morning, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Claudia?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Good.
What about the coming year?
Yeah, mainly with work. I'm in sales, and it's kind of a standstill right now. So I'm just curious what's going on, because I've been doing a lot of work.
Okay. What is the significance of August with you? Because I'm hearing a maternal grandmother. And also, do you have mother or mother-in-law in spirit, or like an aunt that would be like a mom to you? And even if she died a long time ago, there's a mom figure that wants to come in, and I'm hearing happy birthday, August. And so when I see that and it doesn't look like it's your physical birthday, that means rebirthing, really celebration. But you're not going to have to wait till August to feel this in your heart, right? Think of that August of 208 is really important for you. It's like I see you going for the gold. I see you like standing up symbolically to receive, like think of it as a gold, like when you have a going for the Olympics, right? So there, and I also, it's really important for you, Claudia, to stand, like you're very empathic, so feeling the outside, like the earth is releasing a lot of residual energy in their emotional bodies around the earth that has to do with money, sales, and fear. And so it's really important for us to stay stay in an open state with this, because you will help people. You're the bridger, so you'll bridge people to be open and not, again, get caught up on their fears. And so it's really important for you to make sure that you have a very good energy exercise. And because what it will be doing, especially from now till August, they keep on emphasizing August as, again, going for the gold. You're going to be experiencing success before that, but there's some sort of really big achievement with this, and it's going to open other doors. And also with the mom is saying that it really puts you in a different direction where it goes back to your heart's desire. So go back to Claudia, is everything that you're doing in the sales up your heart's desires? Would you rather extend it? Well, like it's an opportunity for you to go out and do the sales that are much more attuned to your heart's desires. So that means to me, if you were doing, let's say, medical equipment, and you'd rather do sales that are bridging medical like homeopathy and alternative medicine stuff and be the bridger, that's you're going to have opportunities to do that. So you're going from your history, your experience in the past as far as what got you so far as far as the sales, but I'm seeing you integrating it. And it's just almost like how being green and green spaces right now is now and forever a very big way to go and to get into sales. So there's something in your history that feels like you're a forerunner on, again, using the example of green as alternative medicine, as something along those lines that, again, the moms are saying, going back into your heart's desires, what makes you feel like you want to, that you like doing this, and that there's a part, again, you get recognition as far as in August, and that opens doors to opportunities to write your own ticket is what mom's saying, okay?
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. So does that mean that I could, like, maybe change positions within
exactly,
the company I'm in?
Exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what she's saying, that I am being the messenger to that. Absolutely. And your job is to think of, when I'm saying job, when they're saying job, it's like being really excited about this. This is where you're fine-tuning. And really, when you're showing me your thymus, that means your heart's desire. So your job, and just like Melissa's, is to be really crystal clear of what's your heart's desires. What hers is in a relationship. Yours is in what you want to do and with sales. Because when I see some fog over it, that means to me that you could have had to compromise what you really wanted to do, had to kind of not really being able to shine out with what you love to do, and now it's your time to really get to do with what you want to do. And sometimes we have to do we kind of have to do one thing to get to another space, you know what I mean? I've had to do jobs mm-hmm. where I knew they were bridger jobs, right? But now you're stepping into that. You're becoming the bridger, where there's a part of you that within the sales, you're a natural teacher, helper, healer, and so you're stepping into igniting people into that. And really, I keep on hearing, come on, baby, light my fire. And that means to me, as far as you're reminding people of their passion, you're holding it within your energy field, and that is purely contagious, where people want to know what you're doing and how to do it. And so that draws people to you. And again, it opens up opportunities. Okay. So you get really crystal clear about what has you to be passionate about life and sales. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
So, all right, Carrie. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
Good. You too. You too. And before we go after break, you could reach me at carrieoconnor.com. That's www.carrieoconnor.com. And our email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And we'll be back to the phone lines right after this short break.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Frequency, made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free, whole food liquid raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It provides 400 times more energy than any other plant and is 90 to 99% absorbable. Find out more about this powerful and loving product by calling 877-428-7379 and ask for a free sample. Visit wholefoodliquid.com.
Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. From terminal abnormalities to abundant realities, how do we craft and design more abundance in our lives? And how do we allow for more possibilities? Join me and my international team of contributors. Please join me in this exploration and become part of the Vibrant Living family, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW. Your life's precious and giant. Find the tools and resources and discover a new way of accessing those.
Come
participate in a Divine Awakening transmission with Lori Grant, Kahuna Ho'okahi, where you'll have the opportunity to experience your true divine essence. Stop living the pain of separation and be in the bliss of oneness. Join Lori and attend her Infinite Oneness Enlightenment Seminar on February 29th through March 2nd. Visit onenessnonduality.com or call 808-394-2464.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And I'll be here with you for another half hour. And Michael, why don't we go to the phone lines? We have Susan on the phone lines?
Yes.
Hi, Susan. How can I help you today?
Hi. I have a question. I was seeking career advice.
Yep.
And I haven't worked for 10 years, and I'm thinking I'd like to do something to earn an income. Do you see any area that I would do well in?
Yes. When I look in your energy field, Susan, you have the natural green, blue, yellows. Green, blue, yellows are natural teacher, helper, healers. Yellows are even business and any kind of yellows actually can be from accountants to doctors to lawyers to creative artists to singers to they have the to business owners to lawn owners. I mean, lawn is a supply, like a garden center person. So you have the biggest arena of what you can have, like what hat you want to wear, right? And I'm looking in your primary colors or have that, again, that green blue, which is that natural teacher, helper, healer. And so does that mean you have to go become a teacher? No, you could be working at a major grocery store and be the teacher and people and be a cashier, literally, and people would go to you and you could counsel them or say, here, going down to there's the diapers over there, and you say it very nicely and help the people down to when somebody's having a bad day, you tune into it empathically and you offer them even down to, again, human-to-human contact. Have a nice day, more than when we could get into the prickly part. So that your colors give you a very big arena as far as what you want to do. And actually, I hear a grandfather going back to going to the past. What did you like to do in the past?
In a job?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not sure. I've always liked, I guess I like management and working with people.
There you go. Okay, so this is where I'm seeing going. When I hear somebody say, go to the past, so review, especially now till I'm hearing, I'm seeing the number 444. So I'm seeing the dads coming in, and so that's grandfathers, father-in-laws, giving you the number 444 to let you know that they're in and around you, right? And so you'll look at the clock. It'll be 444. You'll drive by. You'll see call. Harry's piece of 444444. It's a confirmation to let you know that they're in and around you. And the men coming in first is to help fine tune that energy that goes out to the world, right? And so think of, and especially over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, going back to a theme that we have today as far as us being proactive. When we have those colors, that like your color energy scheme, putting you in a cubicle and not having you connect with anybody and not having you even see outside and stuff wouldn't be really up your alley. You have that green is that teacher, helper, healer, bridger kind of energy. And so being able to go through your, again, your past, taking a look at your history of even when you were little, there's James Hillman, wrote a book, I think it was 25 years ago, where he says our soul's code is in our energy field of what we like to do in the past. When I was little, I loved to help, to teach, I loved to write. And so looking in our past is a great way to be able to fine-tune what we like to do. Going back into as far as your natural, again, aura colors gives you hints and tells you what you have a natural ability to do. And again, putting you in a cubicle would be a really against the colors. I could see when people have to take a job for benefits or whatever, like we have casinos around here, and so an artist having to deliver drinks because of benefits really takes, it's very draining on them, right? And so then they're encouraged to really go back into being able to bridge and how they could be the artist there. So what I'm seeing as far as with you, especially now, especially until April, and you know what, it's almost March, and so April is no time at all. It's even, I'm surprised, like the first week of April is like almost 4 weeks from now. So taking that the next 4 days, 4 weeks into not necessarily four months, really fine-tuning as far as what is that management, what would you like to do. And I see you again going back to, I don't know why, at first I saw kids that were like, it felt like I was going to a youth center, then I felt I was going to a senior center, and then I felt like I was going to a building. So think of like a comparing human resource, connecting where a lot of people are doing bringing their kids, and a lot of people are, buildings are starting to get smart because we're having to take care of our elderly parents now. So there's even daycares out for elderly parents. So I don't know why I saw images of that very, very quickly, but think of going out, getting educated, seeing what's out there. That's the biggest thing, Susan, as far as exercising your muscle, to see what's out there. But you know what's really interesting? What I see as far as in your heart is for you to, you're testing the water. So being out of the work field for 10 years is when like to really get yourself again exercise, knowing, having a feeling like you're in a really strong foundation, that you do have something to give and to offer, because yellow green people are very much natural teacher, helper, healers. And so for you to know that, to stand in your core with that, to not have any mind chatter say, well, somebody else, a young whippersnapper that's 18 could do that, you know, it's going to come up there and they know more of the computer. Like, think of a computer graphic, where before it would be, my sister was a computer graphics person when she was in her 20s. Now she's 45. She doesn't have computer experience, so she feels like she can't do graphics artists because she doesn't know, have the computer experience. So you going in, I'm using that for example, because they said the biggest step for you to do as you're fine-tuning is to really getting into, as far as not listening to any mind chatter, again, I'm saying like it's not that it's too late, because I'm not seeing that, but like that there's other people out there doing that. There's too many people in this kind of job that I'm doing, and really getting into what I love to do. And I keep on seeing you in the behind you, which usually means to me, Susan, in your history, did you ever, why am I seeing like centers like youth care centers, like some sort of like a center that it has, again, I'm hearing youth care, youth centers, and it could even be involved as far as like, you didn't run church like group centers, right?
I really don't know.
Did you ever in your history, when I see behind it, that means that this has been in your history. And so if there's something in your history that, again, helped you, that you were the leader, the helper, the bridger of two different kind of communities. Like this could even be as far as in your history where you helped as far as, I'm seeing my sister Devin. She's a teacher. She goes out and she's a teacher, but she also does the catechism, spiritual teacher. So she helps the kids go into the old folks home and to help them bridge the kids with the elderly. And so it's a win-win. The kids learn the storytelling of the elderly. The elderly get the benefits of the children, right? So there's something in your history that I keep on seeing, these two buildings that look like centers to me, that you're a bridger in between. So that's where I'm saying, as far as thinking about it later, afterwards when you hang up, of something that you love to do, what would you love to do as far as your heart's desires, as far as that's right up your color scheme. And again, you already know what you don't want to do, be in a cubicle, do that kind of thing. So you already have like half the newspaper out of the, or three quarters of it out of the way of what we don't want to do. Now it's time to fine tune into what you want to do. And when anybody is doing anything that is along with their colors, their earth colors, their soul colors, and that's what you're showing me, the greens, purples, I mean the greens and blues and yellows, you'll be right up your alley. You'll really like to do it. So part of this is to, again, the next 4 weeks is really fine-tuning of what you've already done with what you don't want to do. Now start fine-tuning what you want to do. And when your head gets into mind chatter of is there too many people in doing that? Like, is there excess of many people? Go find out, is there too many people doing human resources? And you might find out pleasantly surprised that there isn't, that they're looking for those kind of management positions. Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. I've seen you like kind of on a fence. and just like saying, well, I think, I don't know if there's, I hear that there's a big market and everyone's doing that right now, and you could be pleasantly surprised. That's the proactive, gather the information part from now till April, and you're really going to, you could be really pleasantly surprised as far as seeing what is out there that are new things that haven't, wasn't out there at 10 years ago. Do you know what I mean? There's all these new things, life coaches, all these whole new programs that are out there that, that could be just under your radar because you really weren't looking at them for 10 years. So it's pleasant, good information, pleasantly surprised, going out there. And again, the like the moms are saying, stop, like, don't looking, like, stop looking or don't even bother looking at places that you know you're not going to like. You know what I mean? My mother would go and look into, look at homes and when she was interested in moving, but she would go and look at all homes and even including those that she couldn't afford. And so I would say to her, Ma, just don't even bother. You know, I mean, it's okay to wish list, but part of her would get depressed and then think, oh, it's like the brass rings outside of her and, oh, geez, this is what she deserves that. And it would get her into all this time that she could be going into what she really wanted to create instead of what she didn't wasn't going to be able to create. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because so, they're really giving you the big pen and really starting to do this from now to October. I mean, April is huge, and then I noticed this in October because I'm seeing you in the job of, with grass underneath your feet. So you're there for a while in October. So really going out there, April is a good opportunity of going out there, seeing what is out there right now. You're fine-tuning and getting out of mind chatter, saying I can't, or again, there's too many people I keep on hearing, lack, scarcity, can't, and getting, again, your feet wet. And then, again, by October of this year, you're already in a position for at least a couple months because I see green grass underneath your feet that is solid, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, good for you. Good job. All right, we're going to go to the last break of the day. Then we will come back and take the rest of your phone calls. And you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show on KKNW. And welcome back. We'll be back.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Hi, this is Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We're a forum for women and the men who love us, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join us now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to be inspired, educated, all with fun and love. Be sure to visit our website, chatwithwomen.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Enjoy an evening with Deepak Chopra in Seattle on March 4th for his talk titled, An Evening with Deepak Chopra. In this unforgettable lecture, Deepak will address the deeper meaning of our existence, including, what is our true nature? Where do we come from? What is the meaning and purpose of our existence? What are the mechanics of creation? How can we transform ourselves? Deepak explains how the greatest spiritual secrets are tied up in this simple answer. It takes a total shift in perception to realize that you are not in the world. The world is in you. Don't miss this third event in the Five Evenings with Extraordinary People series. Visit thedrpatshow.com for ticket information. Join Deepak Chopra in Seattle on March 4th at 7 p.m. at Benaroya Hall. Visit thedrpatshow.com for more information.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And I am Carrie O'Connor, and I will be with you till the top of the hour. And to contact me, you could reach me at www.carrieoconnor.com. In our email address for free energy exercises, and all the stuff happening is union1111@yahoo.com. Again, union1111@yahoo.com. And Michael, we're going to Debbie in Kent. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How are you, Carrie?
You have career concerns.
I do. Okay. Yeah, I've been a real estate agent for, gosh, like 23 years. And lately, I've been really drawn to doing art, which I've been for about 10 years, but it's like all of a sudden it seems like there's a real draw there, and it's kind of like, I don't know, to just, you know, if my whole career path is changing or if it's just kind of a fun thing or what's happening with that.
All right. Especially you said the last 10 years. Think of it as, as Debbie, when we're, and I always go to the thymus, when I'm looking at your thymus and it goes over to your right side, that means to me stepping into not just a phase, that this is a natural gift. And a lot of times when we have a gift that we could think of how is this going to support me, or there's only a couple Michelangelos, you know, that kind of thing, we kind of put it off to the shelf, right? So think of bringing out the artist in the last 10 years is huge, because it's more than your passion. We want to do stuff that makes us passionate and makes us, it's healthy for us, body, mind, and soul. So the biggest exercise for you is to it's the mind chatter day with people in careers, and to really understand how important it is to not limit themselves as far as with the mind chatter of it's too late, I can't do this, what does it mean? And just like I was talking earlier, to be proactive, to keep on moving and going and creating your art, not being able to really see what the absolute details are, but trust, allowing and surrendering that the doors are going to be open and you're going to be taken care of as you're doing this, right? So this is where I call it like running as we're painting, and I use the analogy of painting and you're an artist, right? So think of this as really a step in our evolutionary process when you think about it, it's another level of allowing and surrendering that we have to really being called to trust and hold this posture in every single cell of our body that our needs are going to be met. And so it will bring up residual fears. It will bring up mind chatter. It will bring who do you think you are. Fancy pants. It will bring you're not going to be able to make it. It will bring up all those things. And as it brings it up, just to be able to be glad that it brings it up, because it's bringing up old residual fears that as soon as they're brought up, they can be brought up to the light for you to say, that's not my truth. Thank you very much. That's why I always go back to themes. So especially when it's on the right side of the body. So think of themes as that message. Messages that you received on dad's side. Did dad's lineage ever have where they've experienced a loss, and or where the things of the brass ring is outside of them, so you have to do something practical, you know? My mom the depression was really pounded into her. My niece is an absolute fantastic artist dancer where people are coming up to her left and right now, and my mother's theory is that Ryan has to do something really practical because she can't be that artist up on Broadway because she needs something that has benefits because of my mom's story, right? I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing something very similar in your energy field. So you got the messages when you were young that we need to do something practical. We need to do something to fall back on. But so think of that way and then turn it around. So like when I started my business, I am a nurse. And so I said, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to just put the metal to the pedal. And if I was requested to go across the state to do a psychic fair, I did it. And
I just, and so, and if I was to go on the other side of the state, I did it. And so it was like, I just kept on taking those steps. And so that part of me, the practical me or the child, knew that I had my LPN license, that if push comes to shove, that I could always go and use my license, and also to make a dream. If you have a 100-watt dream, you're ready to put the time and hours in it. So I was ready to say whatever it took to take, I was going to do it. Same with you. So this is where you're being invited to, again, whenever this mind chatter, you're saying, thank you very much. It's a survival thing, and we don't need to hear it anymore. Mm-hmm. And to really start be in places where there are artists, be around other people. Say, like, I am Debbie the artist instead of Debbie the real estate person who likes to do art. Flip it around and watch the miracles happen. And this is we're writing our script here. And so if that's what makes you expand and have joy, that's what makes you expand and have joy. And I keep on wanting to, I, as in your people, your family members, who want to have you be around that community. Feel it, smell it, join it, be around different artists, and to be have it, take it in every single cell of your body. Okay.
Yeah, great. That's great.
Okay,
thank you
good.
Very much. Thank you.
All right, Debbie. All right,
thank
now
you.
We're going to go to Molly, and she has, she wants to talk to somebody who's crossed over.
Yes, I do. Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Molly. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes. Okay. I was wondering if there's any connection between anybody on my family that's passed over.
Okay. All right, first of all, is your mom in spirit, Molly?
No, she's still here.
Who would be like the mother to you as far as mother, mother-in-law? And actually, it sounds like a Molly. It sounds like a Sally kind of name. And I'm going on mom's side, and it could be a great aunt. And it's definitely, it's related to her because I'm seeing your maternal grandmother bringing her into, right? And it's making me feel like the ladies are coming in first, but I know you want to hear from a male, right? And so they're saying that that there's more than just a couple people around you. They're pointing to your third eye and going to your mom as far as having intuition in your, as far as on the mom's side of the family and on dad's side. Dad has clear cognitive and mom has clear feelings, so trust your own intuition with this, Molly. And also, again, mom is coming, grandmother is coming in very strong with you, with bringing in, again, a mom, another mom kind of person that has actually been guiding you since you were little. And also they want to go into as far as the other male in person. So dad's in spirit too, correct?
My dad or?
Your father,
no.
The father. Father, father-in-law,
father.
Somebody like, excuse
yeah.
me?
Grandfather.
Yep. Nope, they're bringing in the younger male. So that, and I want to recognize a Michael along with this. And I also, they want to bring in the younger male that crosses over that feels like a brother connection, a brotherly, a somebody that's like brother-in-law, somebody like a cousin. They want to bring the younger male that crosses over that is connected to you. And also he says he goes over fast. He's not like quite saying an accident, but he's making me feel like I want to recognize a Karen and a Richard, and also Richard could be Dick. And they could be calling it to live people, Molly, right?
Okay.
And when I see the younger man, he goes over and he says accident, but again, it's not showing me any kind of physical accident. But when I hear the song Dead Man's Curve, it makes me feel like it could be related to a Dead Man's Curve. It was a song Karen Carpenter sang and the brother, and it was about an accident. When I hear that, it's somebody related to an accident, but again, I hear like an accident is somebody young having like a heart attack and an aneurysm, and that this is on the male side that the dad, the grandfather wants to bring in. That's definitely connected to you, but it's off to the side, so when I see that, yeah, that could be like a brother-in-law or somebody like a brother connection to you. And actually, you did not lose a brother, correct?
No.
All right. Who would be the male that would be like a brother to you? Did you ever see John Edwards when he's like, the male
yes.
wants to talk to you, that's like a brother,
yes.
brother-in-law. And I feel as soon
yes.
as you hang up, you're going to recognize who the person is. And so it's good. So who crosses over with those the description that I'm giving you?
Okay. I'll think about that.
Okay. Really think about it. Who's it? What's the name of the person that you want to connect to?
Gordy.
Gordon?
Uh-huh.
And what was the connection with Gordon?
He was an uncle.
Okay. All right. So when somebody says, just for your future, not for your future knowledge, when they go into as far as like a father, he would come in very much like a father towards you. Okay.
Okay.
So I want you to go back and take all the information that I said as far as the father, I want to get the name Richard Dick in and around him, and he could be calling out to live people, and they could go to middle names. They could go to the Strong K, Karen, Catherine. Also, the moms want to have credit for bringing in, again, Gordon, and he also, again, comes into where if he was father, he could be father, in, I mean, godfather, and again, he feels very, again, father to you, and he also wants to claim that he has, and Gordon is not connected to this person. So I see off to your side, so that means somebody that you could be related to, as in husband, ex-husband, some partner that they lost, a cousin that went over suddenly, and again, because Gordon wants to make you feel like, let's see, because he's shocked about how big the world is, how much that we're all connected, and even they don't do, this side of the family doesn't talk to that side of the family. Do you know what I mean? And so,
yeah.
If you
yeah.
ever are read, again, Gordon will absolutely come in as far as a father. Just understand that, because
okay.
he comes in with that. Also pay attention to seeing the numbers 555, because he wants to recognize May as in the month of May, 5th of the month, and also those are his numbers going to be connecting with you. He also shows me a light smell of cigarettes, so he had smoke in the past, and that's another sign of him, and he also wants to make me feel like he wants to confirm a dream. And pay attention to your eyes, because I'm feeling you turning your head and feeling like you saw somebody, and he wants to confirm, yes, it was him, okay?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I want to thank everybody for joining the Carrie O'Connor Show, and until next week, may you align with the divine.